Hello everyone, welcome to Digital Marketing Can Podcast, your one and only destination to explore the latest happenings, tools, techniques, strategies, and case studies in the digital marketing domain. I'm your host Prince Kumar, and we have Frank Hussman, the founder of Maxiality, with us today. Frank is the founder of Maxiality, a B2B marketing agency, transforming B2B SaaS companies into the number one choice in their industry so they consistently generate opportunities, shorten their sales cycle, and lower their acquisition cost. With over 20 years of experience in B2B marketing and sales, his goal is to assist B2B founders and marketers to show their expertise. Hi Frank, a warm welcome on our show.
Hey Prince Kumar, thanks for having me. Great to meet you.
Great. And we are excited to have you and discuss about the B2B content marketing strategy to establish the industry authority, which is a very important topic for all.
Yes, definitely. Okay.
So, to start with our conversation, can you let the audience know a bit about yourself and also about your corporate journey?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, basically, I'm helping B2B tech companies to become the authority in the market. And my journey has been, well, if I just remind a little bit, I've been a SaaS founder myself. I sold my SaaS company. And the way that we used to get leads and trials to a software has always been content marketing. But that whole field has been changing a lot lately. So with all the knowledge that I got from working with my own B2B SaaS company, I'm now helping other B2B tech companies become the number one in their market, basically. And to your question, before that, I had an agency, and that agency was a lead generation agency. And I've also had a web development agency, which is a long way back. And been an entrepreneur for almost 20 years now and working most of the time only with B2B companies, and things have been changing a lot lately.
So to the topic that we have for today, can you let the audience know that what is B2B content marketing strategy and also why it is important for the businesses?
Yeah, so basically content is the fuel to everything that you do as a B2B marketeer. You need it everywhere. I mean, it can be an ad, of course, but it can also be a blog article. It can also be a video. It can be a short form video, anything. But you need content to make sure that people are aware of your product or services to be out there. Okay. And so content is always the basis to do anything in B2B marketing. And I think in B2C marketing as well, but we're not talking about it, right? Content, you definitely need it. And you need content to build trust. So as a B2B marketer, the only role that you have, the only thing that you need to do is build trust with your ideal client profile, basically. And that's why you need content. And in the past, I mean, I think maybe even 3 years ago, it would be create a lot of blog articles, create a lot of guest blogs, and we'll definitely have some inbound leads. And if you also would have, some paid strategies, maybe some Google ads, maybe a little bit of LinkedIn as well, you would really rise to the top as a B2B tech company. But nowadays, things have really changed because the old playbook that HubSpot and Marketo introduced was create lots of articles, create that inbound funnel, create as much articles as you can, and the leads will come, the people will come. And I think the whole idea is changed, basically, because a couple of reasons. First of all, there are more channels right now. In the past, we only used to have Google, but I mean, you can even go to TikTok, for example, to get advice on certain B2B specific issues. There's dark social as well, which means that people are talking on channels that we can't really measure. For example, a LinkedIn direct message with you. If I would ask you, what would be a good CRM for agencies? You could give me an answer, right? And it cannot be tracked at all. And dark social is also groups, communities in Slack or Discord, Facebook, LinkedIn. So that channel is big as well. And the third one is that it's hard to measure because of cookies and stuff like that. It used to be really linear, but it's not anymore. And the other thing is, not only the channels is a problem, or I would not say a problem, but it's a challenge, right? The other thing is that we used to go for that whole lead generation playbook that HubSpot also introduced. That would be create a lot of articles, always a white paper to the side, or as a call to action, read the white paper. You put your email address in there. You would get bombarded by emails, like a lead nurturing flow. Sometimes you would even get a call from someone, but you were not really into the phase of buying a product or even testing a product because you were only interested in that product, right? And the whole idea was if you would generate 100 leads, you would have one sales opportunity or two maybe. Well, that ship has sailed because ad spend is it's getting more expensive. And the second problem is that people know that whole playbook. They don't want to put the email address anymore because you wrote, I don't know, 3 blog articles and create a white paper, right? So these are the challenges that we're facing as B2B content marketeers. And I don't even think content marketeers for B2B, but marketeers in general for B2B. And one of the ways to solve all these things that have been going on is to create authority content, to create content that is either based on your personal experience as a founder or a subject matter expert, or that use the data that you already got in your company. Use that to create interesting content for people in the awareness phase or people who are already into the phase that they want to decide on a specific product or people that want to buy, actually. And one of the easy, well, not easy, but I mean, one of the ways that you could do it that makes a lot of sense is just to record something like this. I could record a session with you, or you could do one with me, right? And you could create a blog article about it. You could create some short form content about it. And if we would have a specific topics that would be interesting for our ideal client profile, we'd have a content for a month or so. You could use it in a newsletter as well. And because it is from our own experience, from our hearts and from our mind, right? Then it cannot be copied by AI, and it will resonate with the things that people really want to know. So yeah, that's basically what we're trying to do right now with the new way of doing B2B content marketing.
So Frank, like you were discussing and you were briefing about the different funnels, and like when we are discussing about content marketing, so can you help the audience also know that what are the different level of funnels, and for each level, what can be the different type of content that we can, you know, produce for the audience or for our target audience? That will be
So, different kind of funnels, it kind of depends on what you're going to do, right? I mean, if you're a SaaS company, the number one funnel would be if you offer a trial, it would be to get people on a trial and go take it from there. But people are not ready to go do a trial, and there are steps before that. So I don't really like to think in, well, of course I like to think in funnels, but it's not linear. It hasn't been linear, but it's now even less linear than it was. So I'd like to, I mean, the journey is always a bit of a really interesting mess with all kinds of different touch points and all kinds of different people as well that are involved. So the traditional funnel would be, you would give someone that's not aware and make someone aware, and you go just through all the steps in the funnel. And at some point, you had to leave your email address, and you get bombarded by nurture emails, right? And maybe even a phone call or LinkedIn messages. The whole thing we're talking about demand generation, basically, instead of lead generation, we're creating demand. And we're not focusing anymore on the 5% of people that are in market right now, but we're trying to focus on the people who might be an ideal fit for your company, for your service or products. We're ungating everything, so we're not even using ebooks and white papers that are gated anymore. We just create a lot of content that is not only text-based, but most of it is video-based. And we'll put that content on LinkedIn, on the website as well, on YouTube as well. Well, wherever your ICP is, right, your ideal client profile. Most of the B2B space is LinkedIn, YouTube, and Google that we need to focus on, right? So that's basically what we're trying to do. So I don't really think of it as a funnel. Of course, there are stages that people go through before they are interested in your product or service. But I don't really like to use any funnels in the traditional way anymore. Of course, we use funnels because the video content is also being used for live sessions, online live sessions with a small group of people or a webinar or like a summit or something like that. And then, of course, we'd have a funnel with some ads or even some outreach or organic content on LinkedIn that will draw people to the webinar page. And once you sign up, you got a couple of email messages, but they're all not about demos, selling. It's really about giving value. And this has always been the promise of content marketing, by what are the top problems that your prospects face, give answers about them. And we used to do that with articles, right? But whenever you go to Google right now and you will Google for the top 10 agency CRMs, I mean, I don't know what your experience is. It's really not that good. So yeah, the playbook has changed. And this is a way to really turn it around.
So what are some of the prominent steps that we can use to create B2B content marketing strategy that will help us establish as one of the industry authorities?
So yeah, the way that we'd like to approach is we got a specific workflow to do this. The thing that we would like to do is, there are so many people in a company that have experience and know what the clients are facing or the prospects are facing, right? Most of the time, these are the founders. And when the organizations are bigger, you will have some subject matter experts in the company as well. And what we do is we interview them just once a month or twice a month. And when we do a video interview like this, we will create LinkedIn posts for the complete month. And we will create a blog article as well, and a newsletter, and YouTube long form videos. And we'll put all of that out into that month. And every month we'll analyze what has worked and what has not worked. And the ones that have worked, we will use that for the content calendar or the strategy for moving on. And we'll also boost that content on LinkedIn. We'll create campaigns for that on a specific target audience. So people will really be surrounded by really valuable content. So it's all about value, and it's not about quantity at all. It's trying to be as targeted as possible. And if you do that I think the response we've seen are different across all industries, but on average, it's about 3 to 4 months that you really see results. But I mean, an example is a client that we started working with 3 months ago, and in 1 month, they already had appointments with people who are in their ICP because they were visible in their timeline. So yeah, that's basically our playbook right now that has been really working for B2B companies. And I think one thing that I would like to add is, as we all know, AI is really surging. Everyone is using AI right now. And I think the whole idea is that we are going to use AI as maybe as inspiration, maybe as a co-pilot. But I think that we should shift away from the whole AI focus, do everything by AI. Just try to be human to human, right? It's business to business, but at the end of the day, we're doing business with humans. So if we are using video, for example, or audio, whatever you use, and use that as a basis of all the content that you're creating, you will create a humanized brand, and people just buy from humans. It just really helps. Definitely. And especially with software or tech or things that you can't really grab or touch, you can box and send over. That really helps.
Perfectly. Very rightly set up. So, you know, one thing is about doing these all activity. Now, as a business, they generally look for that, okay, I'm doing this content marketing. But what are the different KPIs or what are the different ways by which I can measure the effectiveness of this content marketing? Yeah. So what are the different ways by which they can, you know, measure that?
Yeah. So the interesting thing is that we are shifting away from lead generation to demand generation. In the past, lead generation, every B2B marketer just needed to report the number of MQLs, marketing qualified leads. So if that is the target, you would create as many white papers as you can, right? And you would have, I don't know, 1,000 MQLs, marketing qualified leads in a month. And those marketing qualified leads, they would always send over to sales, and sales would start calling them, emailing. And in about 2 months, there would be another meeting, and people would say, those leads that you send me, I don't know, just one or two were good, but the other 990 were really not that good at all. And that would just repeat. And in the past, the rates were better, right? But now it's not that good anymore. And I've been hearing that from a lot of founders, but also marketing managers in the field. Because that's why they're reaching out to us, because they want the new playbook. This is the old playbook. So it used to be, how many marketing qualified leads did you realize? And now it's more about the pipeline velocity that you're creating. So that's the most important KPI. And you can have all these great vanity metrics like the engagement, the number of clicks from your content, the number of shares, whatever. Of course, we're looking at that as well to see which content really works. But as a marketeer, we are now, as a B2B marketeer, we're now even more tied to revenue than we've ever been. In fact, whenever a prospect now wants to talk to sales, they have seen so much content from the founders, subject matter experts, from everyone, surrounded by all kinds of stuff in their feed and YouTube, whatever. Even when they Google it, they see it. And the sales conversations are most of the time really short and to the point. And the win ratio is real a lot higher because they know so much more. So that's I think the number one metric is pipeline velocity at the end of the day.
So what will be your tips? What will be some of your important advice that how the B2B content marketing is going to evolve?
Yeah, that's a great question. So if you want to start with a new playbook, just go and make sure you can do some video content like this. That's the number one. And of course, you need a strategy behind it. So make sure that you know which content pillars or topics you want to be an authority on, and make sure that you stick to a plan and create content around it for at least 3 months and then evaluate that. That will be the really basic version of it. And by the way, if you want to know more about it, I did a free training on my website, maxyaldi.com, that you can just download and watch. It's all for free. And there are lots of nuts and bolts to it, of course, but I mean, that would be my number one tip. But when I look at so many B2B marketers right now, they're really having difficulty to switch over to demand generation and demand capturing. So, I mean, another way would be to just ungate a lot of stuff you already have right now. I mean, I even see B2B companies right now that have still gated their case studies. So you need to put your email address and, I don't know, your company, your phone number to download a case study, right? I mean, that makes no sense. Put your pricing on your website, for example. It depends on which phase you're in, but sometimes you need to test it before you put it live. But especially companies that have been around for quite some time, make sure that you've lowered all the barriers that you can create demand, that you can capture demand once you've created it, that the barriers are really low or zero even. Make sure that whenever you book that meeting, that you have some Calendly set up, that you don't have to go back and forth to capture that prospect and do a conversation with them. Make sure that you're really not talking to an SDR but someone who's really and who's going to ask you questions about if you're qualified or not for the product, right? Because they're already educated if everything goes well. So these are just simple things to make sure that you can capture the demand. And when you want to create the demand, I think you need to start with video ASAP. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, we really need it. Because the old playbook just doesn't work. And one thing I'd like to add is, if I look forward to a couple of years from now, I think the old advice from the content marketing playbook has been every company is going to be a publisher. I think that every company is going to be a media company, and it's going to be like a Netflix style company that will have a community around it as well. Because, I mean, you know, everyone can create some sort of product, but why do we love Nike? Why do we love Coca-Cola, right? Why do we love Apple? Because it's a real brand that we can connect to. And that's really, I think, the way that B2B companies should move forward to.
And Frank, since you were mentioning about the video content, just wanted to understand, like, how do you see the audio content in the next 1 or 2 years? Because, you know, with the emergence of podcast and a lot of other things, how do you see the audio content in the future?
Yeah, great question about audio content. I mean, at the end of the day, I also meet people that are not really feeling comfortable to create video content, right? So, I mean, it doesn't matter what you do, as long as you create unique content that's based on your own experience and that's trying to create that expert view that you have. Audio is definitely a place in that because, I mean, most of the people that don't even watch a podcast, right? If there's video, they just put in their plugs in their ears and they listen to when they're running, commuting or whatever, right? Or in the car. So yeah, there's definitely a place for audio content. I do have to say that, I mean, if you want to create a connection and really want to build a brand, video is definitely the number one way to go. If you don't have someone in your team that can do that, then of course that's a challenge. but I mean, if you're doing a sales call, you're already doing something like this. So, I mean, it's just getting used to it. And no one likes to watch his or herself on video afterwards. So, I mean, just get used to it. So, but coming back to your question, yes, there's definitely a place for audio content. I mean, podcasts are here to stay, right? So, yeah, most definitely integrate that as well in your strategy.
So you have given a lot of advice today. Any last point that you would like to share with the audience?
I think if you're just want to start today or yesterday, I mean, just go and share your expertise. That will be my number one tip. And how you do it, I don't really care. The easiest way, I think, is to record something like this in audio or video format, make it into short snippets, and then just make sure that you publish it as well. And I think don't wait, go for it, because things are really changing. And I think you want to just be ahead of the curve instead of lagging.
So with this, we have come to the end of today's episode. It was nice having you, Frank, and learn more about the content marketing, how we should be doing it in the right way, and what is the future of that. Thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to have you again on our show.
Thanks for having me. It was great.
Thank you.